along?
I can't follow some of my philosophy notes.
Let me see. Theo, no wonder you can't follow your notes. Your handwriting looks like chicken scratches.
Well, maybe to you, but I can understand it.
Yeah? What does that say?
Plate of meat, soccer Tuesday.
That Plato meets Socrates.
Oh, I guess it is. But why'd I write down Spumoni?
That's probably Spinoza. He's the philosopher we studied yesterday.
Oh, right, Spinoza. He's the guy who said truth can only be proven by a series of interrelated propositions.
Very good. See, Theo, it's not that you don't understand this stuff. It's you take lousy notes. Here, look at mine. I have everything written in columns. Philosopher, dates, books written, and theories.
Well, sounds like you're pretty proud of yourself, huh?
Yeah. Well, all I know is a guy like you needs someone like me to help him reach his full potential.
You know, I think you're right. Great, Dad. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Huxtel. We were just getting ready for a study group.
What, linguistics?
Is it okay if I go in the kitchen and get a snack?
Sure, go ahead.
Would you bring some ice water back for my son? You know, I've always been meaning to put a stoplight back there, red, yellow, green, you know, so I wouldn't walk in on anything.
Now, what do you think, Dad?
Really?
We're going to have a very serious discussion group over. In fact, Howard's coming.
Howard?
Howard must be from another planet. Really? The professors at NYU don't know what to do with him.
You're kidding.
He's pulling hard A-pluses in every subject.
I love Howard.
Check out how Howard studies.
Yeah.
When he's reading a book, and there's a footnote that mentions another book.
Uh-huh.
Howard reads the other book.
Ooh, Howard.
Then he writes a 2 or 3 page summary on that book for himself. He even puts footnotes on that. Dad, the man is a legend.
Mm, he almost has an odor.
Ooh.
Hark, the legend arrives.
Hey, Howard.
Yo, Theo.
You ever probably get in there?
Yeah, well, I did get lost a couple of times. But then again, I believe that some of our greatest discoveries emerge from a state of being lost.
Really? Well, let me ask you this.
Is being found a state that can only be entered by those who are lost?
Oh, existential, my brother.
Not to mention pragmatic.
I want you to meet my dad, Dr. Huxley. What is this, Howard?
Oh, nice to meet you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Are you a doctor of medicine or of philosophy?
Officially, medicine. But I am always searching for truth and what is real. Because the real is rational, and what is rational is real.
George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel.
Ooh, the boy is mean.
How'd you know that, Dad?
I think, therefore I am. Descartes, ontologist. Deal with it.
Hi, Justine.
I thought you were bringing Julia.
Yeah, you said we were finally gonna meet her.
You will. I asked her to come over, and I also asked her to be on time.
A stitch in time saves 9.
Well, you know, actually, that saying is derived from the Roman poet Ovid, who wrote, "Veniente accurite morbo."
Speak the Latin. Speak the Latin, my friend. Well, I have to go downstairs, but I will be right back, which is a dimension of time as opposed to right now.
I'll get it.
Is this the Huxtable residence? Huxtable residence?
Ah, yeah. Huxtable. Residence.
Hi, Julia.
Howard, I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, it's all right.
Oh, hey, no problem. I'm very glad you made it. to discuss philosophy, which is why we're all here, right? Well, let's get started. We can go upstairs and start discussing philosophy.
That is kind of why we're all here, right?
Oh, Julia, have you met Justine?
Hey, where are you going?
We're going to my room to discuss philosophy, Dad.
Yeah, well, make sure everybody's vertical. Whoa, look out, big train. Ooh, how long are you going to carry this around? Give it up, I said. Hi, Dad. Hey, what's happening?
Okay, honey, sit down.
No, Elvin, if I sit down there, I'm never going to get up.
Yeah, well, you better do the thing, man. There you go. All right. Yeah, because you see, Albert, you don't understand. The woman in that situation, they sit on the sofa like this. They can't come up out of it, and everybody's left, and they're still sitting there.
She's going to deliver any second now.
Really?
Oh, Elvin, I am not.
Honey, that was a contraction you had in the car on the way here.
It was not. It was a pre-labor contraction. Dad, I've been having these for the last 2 days. Now, Elvin has rushed me to the hospital 3 times, and each time they've sent us home.
I'm timing it, Dad. Since the one in the car, this has been 8 minutes and 38 seconds.
If the next one comes in below 15 minutes, then you got something to work with.
8 minutes, 48, 49...
Mom here?
Yeah, in the kitchen. What? There you go.
You okay, honey?
Yes,
all
I'm
right.
Fine.
You gonna be all right?
Yes, thank you.
All right. All right.
Put your arms out. You don't want to open the door with it.
You think I'm overreacting, Dad?
Listen, man, it's my daughter and my grandchild. You overreact all day. You never do anything better the rest of your life. Overreact now. Would you please tell me what this watch is? What this?
I bought this for Sandra's pregnancy.
Yeah, but Elvin, this is one of those cheap watches from the wilderness store. You guys, the only thing this is good for is clocking how far the geese go south.
Sometimes I feel like I'm going to be pregnant forever.
This is your first child, Sandra. They always make you suffer the most, even after they're born.
Hey, I was your firstborn.
I know.
All right.
Hi, Mom. Sandra, I'm sorry I left you alone. It was only for 36 seconds. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Yeah? Any pains?
Yes, you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Oh.
What?
Oh, I need to lie down.
No, don't let her lie down. Don't shut up.
She's not allowed to do that.
Mom,
don't let her lie down.
Mom, I need to lie down.
Honey, no. Come on.
Do your job, boy. Oh. All right, hold on. Don't let her.
Okay.
I think this is what time?
What?
Time.
10 minutes, 38 seconds.
All right.
Contraction. It's time. The car, the hospital, my father.
Take it easy now.
Time
right. I will call Dr. Taylor and get everything all set
up.
Yes,
I agree.
Oh, but Dad, now remember, you promised Elvin and I no special treatment at the hospital.
Okay, fine. I'll just have him set up a tent out in the parking lot.
I'll get the car.
Do you have your bags packed, honey?
Yes, Dad, the bag's in the trunk. Elvin packed it the day he found out I was pregnant.
Okay. Easy, take
all right.
Easy. There you go.
Oh, baby.
Okay.
Oh, my baby!
Come on. Wait a minute.
Elvin! Elvin! Elvin, you're forgetting your wife!
Mrs. Thibodeau, you'll come with me to the room. Mr. Thibodeau, you can fill out the forms with the nurse at the desk. Mr. Thibodeau, will you please...
Honey, it's okay.
Yeah? Okay. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye. Okay, thank you.
Don't start without me.
Right. Uh-huh. I know. Sure. Okay, bye.
Fill out the forms.
I need to fill out some forms right away.
I have to fill out some forms, too.
I'm sorry, pal, I have to go first. My wife's having a baby.
Well, my wife's having a baby, too. My wife. still in the car.
Can you believe some people?
Let me help you. Just answer the following questions.
Yes.
Name?
Thibodeau, Sandra.
Your first name is Sandra?
No. No, that's my wife's name.
What's your name?
Thibodeau, Elvin. T-I-B-I-D-E-A-U-X.
Thank you. Insurance?
Yes.
What's the name of your insurance?
Medical.
What's the name of the company that issues your insurance?
Oh, it's in my wallet. I don't have my wallet. I didn't bring
my
wallet.
Is it Blue Cross? Is it Northwest? Is it Continental?
Yes.
Continental.
No, no. Wait a minute, I can't remember. Oh, it's the one with the buffalo on the commercial.
Buffalo.
Yes. No, no. It's the one a moose, or an elk. It has four legs. It's dependable. What's more dependable, a moose or an elk?
We'll leave this blank for now.
Okay.
What is your wife's maiden name?
Huxtable, Sandra.
You're Sandra Huxtable's husband?
Yes, Huxtable, Elvin, Thibodeau.
Don't worry about anything. Dr. Huxtable has already filled this out for you.
Oh, I love my father-in-law. He's a saint.
You've got the best room in the house, number 102. Just go on in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mr. Thibodeau?
Yes?
You're heading toward the parking lot. Room 102 is the other way.
Thank you. I'm new at this.
Well, it's working.
Well, I tell you, this is the first time I've been on this side in a long, long time. Yes, I have to sit here and wait and wait.
Sandra and Elvin don't want us at the hospital.
Well, that's all right. You know, I can understand that. I know how you and I felt. Remember? Long time ago. That's it. Let's hit it. Here we go. Nobody gonna tell me when I can go. I work at the hospital. I can go there.
Mom and Dad,
hey, Vanessa, your sister's having her baby.
Unbelievable! I'm gonna be an aunt!
A baby? Wow! Oh, I hope it's a boy. Well, unless it's a girl. I mean, what difference does it make, a boy or a girl? I mean, you're still gonna love it and hug it and hold it and kiss it and change it. And when it gets older, you might even play baseball or field hockey with it. Well, unless it doesn't like sports, but then it can dance the same. Who knows why it's so famous? Then you can say, I knew that baby when.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations. Your grandparents. This doesn't happen every day. Well, I mean, it happens every day, but not to you. That's why I'm saying congratulations. Bye. You better watch out for one thing, because they're going to always ask you to babysit because you're their aunt, and they never pay you. I mean, it never fails. And another thing about little babies, don't ever pick one up when you're going out on a date, because they always spit up on your sweater. I don't know what it is.
I'd like Mrs. Lenhart to receive 1 liter of fluid prior to her epidural.
Yes, doctor.
I'll go check.
Today's the big day, doctor.
Big.
Best of luck.
Luck.
She's in room 102.
102.
Hey, Dr. Huxtable, Mrs. Huxtable.
Yeah.
How you doing? Good to see you.
Well, how are you?
Y'all are not checking up on me, are you?
Not in the least. You were my prize student.
So how's it going, doctor?
Well, it's going good. Everything's fine. Well, there is one slight problem.
What is it?
Come on in. I can't breathe. I think my heart has stopped.
Just relax. Breathe slowly. Elvin's hyperventilating.
Mom, Dad, I'm glad you're here. I'm sorry you have to see me like this.
Hey, Alvin, you'll be fine. Just do what the nurse tells.
Slowly. Breathe.
Why did this have to happen? I want it to be strong for Sandra.
It's okay, Alvin. This happens to a lot of fathers. Mm-hmm. Although I've never seen a case this severe.
Well, I hope you're not disappointed in me, Dad.
Just breathe in the bag, son.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Dad, Alvin will be fine, really.
How are you?
Good. I'm a little nervous.
You have every right to be. I know. I've been there.
But your doctor's here, and you're ready for this. You'll be fine. Well, you know what I said about not wanting you here?
Yes.
I'm glad you didn't listen to me.
Yes.
Hey, folks, look, I think I'm okay now. Whew. Hey, look, I'm breathing. Oh, God. I've never breathed this well all my life. Oh, it feels great to be alive.
Mr. McKechnie, would you please call for the anesthesiologist? And I think we're ready for delivery. And would you please do whatever Dr. Taylor said? I'm sorry.
Thank you. Miss McKechnie, could you please do everything the good doctor just said?
Dr. Taylor, may I say something, please?
Sure.
Now, the father is a wreck and the grandfather is a nuisance. And I think people should go out into the hall so you can do your work. So, Elvin and Cliff, get out.
We're having a baby.
Elvin, get out. Now, you go out there and collect yourself so you can come back.
Just breathe in the bag, boy.
Okay, Howard, let me pose this question to you. If one person breaks a promise, does that make it all right for every other person in the world to break a promise?
Well, according to Kant's categorical imperative, it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, a moral action must hold true universally.
That's exactly what I had in my notes.
Really? Why don't you read to us what you had in your notes?
Read to you? I'll get it.
I tried to read Theo's notes. Forget about it.
Hey, Kenny.
Hi, is Rudy here?
Oh, no, she went to the Bronx Zoo with Carolyn's family. She'll be back.
Can I wait for her?
Sure, why not? Come on in. Kara and Vanessa are upstairs, so you can hang out with them.
Girls, no thanks. I'll hang out with you.
Well, I have some friends over, and we're studying philosophy.
I'll just sit there and listen. I've been trained to be seen, but not heard.
All right, come on. What's the gift?
Christmas present for Rudy. I do my shopping early.
Thea, do you have any more notepads?
I'll bring one in with me.
Thanks.
Who was that?
Julia.
Now that's a woman.
Hey, everybody. This is Kenny. He's going to hang out with us.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Rudy's friend, but we're not serious.
What did I miss?
We were discussing the tendencies for all civilizations to oppress other civilizations.
Oh, you mean man's inhumanity to man.
Or woman.
That's right. Why do people always say man? Why can't it be people's inhumanity to people?
Because it's a given that when you say man, it includes woman.
You know, that's the whole problem. Society is geared to think of men first and then women.
Yes, and if you notice, all these philosophers that we're talking about are men.
Well, that's because until recent history, all the great thinkers have been men.
That's because women weren't seen as equals.
And I'm sure there were women who were even more brilliant than those men.
I'm sorry, all we have to go by are these brilliant essays written by men.
That's because they probably had their girlfriends type them.
Hey, we're turning this whole thing into a man versus woman discussion.
Of course we are, because sexism has been around forever.
I agree. Take this little boy here, for example. He probably already has some preconceived ideas about women.
Kenny, you've heard us talking. What's your opinion?
I never let a woman type a paper. She should be home cooking my dinner.
Now, look at what I have. Huh? All right. Now,
this is what's going to happen for you. You're going to have a little baby, see? Problem with most people, they don't know how to pick the baby up. See, they think it's so fragile, and they pick it, you know, on the kid, and then the head falls back this way. Now, what you want to do is you look down in a little bit, and you do the legs like this, see, and you put, and then you put your hand like this, and you just scoop, just like that. Scoop, right like that. You got it? Hello. Go ahead and try. There you are. Just put it. Scoop. There you go. All right. Make sure the legs are over here. That's it. You want to keep the head from falling all over the place, see?
Dad, really, huh? There's no way I'm going to learn how to do this.
No, Elvin. Come on. You're being too hard on yourself. Now, come on. Scoop.
Dad, all the evidence is there. I almost fainted in the labor room. I almost fainted when she had a contraction. And what was most embarrassing, when we were on the way here in the car...
Yeah.
I had to pull over and let her drive.
You just need time.
It's easy for you to say, Dad. You've been through this 5 times. You're the world's most perfect father.
Elvin, I wouldn't say that.
I shouldn't say perfect. I hear what your kids say about you, but still.
What? You hear what my kids say? What?
It's little things. It's nothing big.
Little things? What?
Well, like you're kind of stubborn, and you never admit your mistakes. You're tight with money. You always.
That's enough.
But Dad, they really love you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, your children will love you too.
Yeah, but what if I make some horrible mistake? Raising it. I mean, it's this little defenseless, you know, person. What if I do something that makes it sick?
Albert, don't worry about it. See, you just have to realize that this is a human being and you have to go with the flow. Claire and I had your wife. We sterilized everything. We sterilized the people. We sprayed the people, made them put masks on, and we kept all the food and that was sterilized. And then I looked out the window one day. I don't know how old she was, but she was out there crawling around in her sterilized clothing, and she was eating dirt. You just have to use common sense.
Do I have common sense?
Elvin, if you have to ask me if you have common sense, you know.
Elvin.
What?
Elvin, the doctor says it's going to be soon.
Soon?
Yes, darling, soon. You better get in there.
Okay.
All right, let's hit it.
I'm ready. I can't believe it, but I'm ready.
We're not going to hit it?
No, they're going to hit it.
But I'm a doctor. You don't understand.
I know who you are, but they can do this by themselves.
They don't want Dad in the room, huh?
Darling, we're going to have to sit here like everybody else. Scoop.
Yeah. Huh? Do you remember that? Let me see it again.
You grab the little leg. Wah,
wah. Yeah, that's right. There you go.
And scoop.
You know, we're going to have to do that, I'll bet you. We're going to have to do it. Yes, indeed. We're going to have to reach down because we'll be older. That'll be our grandchild because it'll be a boy. You see.
You sure?
Named after me.
It might be a girl named after me.
Still named after me. Heathcliff, female. Reach right on down. See, this is your granddad. Scoop. Hello. And you're going to helmet. Put a big H on her forehead.
You're nervous, aren't you?
No.
Yes, you are. You are nervous, Cliff.
No, I'm not.
You're rubbing your head. You've been doing that since medical school, you know. Every night before a major exam, you sit there and rub your head like that. You used to think you'd be bald.
I'm not nervous.
Yep, you're nervous.
Huh? No. What are you talking about?
Then what is that?
That's my foot going like this. But you see, you're the one who's nervous.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, because you would not notice these things unless you were nervous, see? And so you're trying to put it on me.
I am not nervous, Cliff, but you are getting on my nerves.
Well, excuse me for being on this planet.
Please don't sit there like a block of wood. Oh, yes, well?
Nothing yet. It was a false alarm.
What do you mean, false alarm?
She was fully dilated, and I really thought the baby was coming, but she's got a little more pushing to do.
Are you trying to get overtime?
How is Sandra?
She's terrific. I mean, she has a tremendous spirit, you know? She's everything I'd imagine your daughter to be.
All right. How's Elvin?
Still on his feet. Mrs. Huxford, why don't you go in and be with her for a while?
Absolutely. All right,
here we go.
Actually, she only asked for her.
All you people are having a lot of fun with me, aren't you?
Well, Is it a boy or girl?
Well, nothing yet.
How much time you got, son?
Oh, I don't know, Dad. Seems like anywhere from 1 minute to 11 years.
It's a good thing we have some time here because your mother and I want to talk to you.
Really? About what?
Son, you know, we've been very proud of the way you functioned as a father, but now you're moving on to a higher level. Grandparent.
Yes, and now, Heathcliff, there are only two kinds of grandparents in this world, good grandparents and bad grandparents.
I see. Now, what are you two?
Heathcliff.
Now, wait. Come on.
We're tremendous, son.
I see.
And we want you to be tremendous, too.
Thank you. How do I do that?
Now, this is the most important rule. Now, the grandparents must never try to take away any time from the people that are most important to that child, the great-grandparents.
All right, thanks, Dad. Hang in there. You'll make it. Bye. Sandra had a false alarm.
How's she doing?
Doctor says she's great. Sandra's tough. She'll do fine.
You know what we should do for your mom and dad? When they come back from the hospital, let's have dinner waiting.
Julia, that's an extremely thoughtful idea. You are so considerate. You know, I'll look through my cookbook and see what I can find.
Your cookbook? You cook, Thea?
With two parents who both have careers, I'm called on all the time to feed the family.
I can recall a time being here when your parents were at work and you asked me to make you a peanut butter sandwich.
What if we make spaghetti and meatballs?
Well, I usually make fancier dishes, but I'm game to try something ordinary.
Justine, why don't we go and get some dessert while the men do the cooking?
Sure.
All right.
We'll hurry back.
Okay.
See you later, honey. Howard, let's go.
Yeah, after you, monsieur. You
got it.
Do you have any tomatoes?
I don't know. What do we need tomatoes for?
Sauce.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. Oh, all right, we'll start with these.
What do you have?
Green peppers.
Okay.
Green pepper number one. Number two. All right, you chop the green peppers and I'll slice the tomatoes.
You got it.
I hope I'm not getting too personal, but I sense some tension between you and Justine.
Oh, man, you're not a relationship star. You have your good times, your bad times.
I know what you mean.
Justine and I have gone out for a while, and I really like her, but I'm not so sure she's the one. Maybe there's somebody else out there for me.
Like Julia?
Yeah. No! I don't mean Julia in particular. Someone like her. Or maybe not.
Theo, you're not doing a good job disguising your feelings for Julia.
Is that obvious?
I'm afraid so.
What can I say? She's a spectacular looking woman.
I know.
Howard, can I ask you a personal question?
Of course.
How did you end up with her? No, not that you shouldn't. I'm just curious.
I know I'm not the greatest looking guy in the world, but Julia's told me she finds my intellect appealing. The better I do in my grades, the more she gets excited. Why do you think I work my tail off for those A pluses?
That's it? There's nothing more?
No, I'm not athletic. I don't dance very well. I don't own a car. I'm always broke.
So it's just grades?
Well, no, I treat her nicely, too. We have lots of fun together.
Sounds like you're in this for the long haul.
That's the biggest problem with me and Julia. She wants a commitment. I'm not ready.
You're not ready to commit to Julia? How could you do better?
It's not a matter of doing better. It's a matter of it feeling right. And at the moment, I'm not sure if I just want to give myself over completely to Julia.
Man, up until now, I thought you were the smartest guy I ever met.
Russell, what are you doing?
How was mother and father coming, dear?
Oh.
Hey!
Oh. I can't believe the traffic in the city.
Oh. They should take away the license of half the people on the road.
Lester, you didn't help things. You had your hand on the horn for the last 11 miles.
There's a whole lot of numbskulls and nincompoops out there.
Hello, everybody. Sorry to be late.
Who is Sandra? Fine. It's going to be in a minute now.
And how's our son doing?
Mom, he is a pillar of strength. He's just like a rock.
Cliffy, you're lying to me, Fizz.
Yeah. I know my boy, and he can't take the pressure. He fainted, right?
Well, just once. But other than that, he's just fine. He's fine, really.
What did you two bring? Lester started buying toys 3 months ago.
Boy, you all are going to make us look bad. You all buy the toys. We'll take care of the accessories like the bottles, the diapers, okay?
Deal.
Deal.
Oh, if Elvin hadn't lost his good sense and gone into this crazy wilderness store business, he could afford to buy what the child needs. I don't know what possessed him to drop out of medical school.
After watching him, I think I know. No, I mean, every time Sandra went, ooh, Elvin went, I ain't got none.
You know, we were all very disappointed when both Elvin and Sandra didn't go to graduate school.
Cliff and Clay offered to pay the tuition, but they turned them down.
I know. Man, when I heard that Elvin turned down free money, I nearly started to cry. Cliff, anytime you want to send me to medical school, I'm ready. I don't promise you, I'm not going to pass out.
You ain't gonna pass. All right.
Oh, Prinzine, Lester, you made it just in time. Honey, it's happening.
It is, really?
I saw the top of the head. Yeah. Oh. It was the prettiest little top of the head I ever saw.
Whose top of the head it looked like?
Breathe, honey.
I want to push.
No, not yet. Honey, breathe, honey. Look at me. We'll breathe together. Okay. Don't fall.
Can I push now, please?
Yes, push. Honey, push. Yes. Honey, push. Okay.
Come on. Give me a bigger. Push. Give me a bigger.
Dr. Davis, telephone, please. Push, honey. Push. Push. Honey.
Okay, here's the head. Okay, it's on its way now.
All right. Keep pushing. Okay. We're almost there, honey. We're almost there.
What do you mean, we?
Keep pushing. Okay, honey. Keep pushing.
All right. Honey.
You're doing fine. There you go.
Push on.
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
Congratulations, you are the grandparents of a healthy boy. And a girl.
Two babies?
Yes, two babies, better known as twins.
A boy and a girl.
Boy, 5 pounds, 10 ounces. Girl, 5 pounds, 12 ounces.
When you all knew about this?
Months ago, when we saw it on the sonogram. See, Sandra and Elvin wanted it to be a surprise for you.
How is Sandra?
Fine. She's waiting to see all of you.
Let's go.
Dr. Taylor. Let me see you for a second, please. Dr. Taylor, I taught you everything you know. And you know everything that I know. Why is it that I only know 50% of what you know?
Well, I told you everything that I know. So now you know everything that I know.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I will just make sure that my daughter and her husband will name none of the children after you.
I already know the names.
What are your names?
I can't tell you.
I love you, honey. You did great.
So did you.
No, you did a lot better than I did.
Baby. Baby.
Oh, Mom. It was so hard.
I know.
Sandra.
Oh, Grandma. Mm-hmm.
Hi, sweetheart.
Mom. Oh, I can't wait for you to see the babies. They are so beautiful.
Did you let the doctor give you anything for the pain?
Well, I wasn't going to, but when the pain hit, I didn't think I was going to make it.
Honey, that is all right. There were a couple of times I was grateful for anesthesia.
I kiss my anesthesiologist.
Hey, with Heathcliff, I was out cold the whole time.
No one's asking me how I'm doing.
It's because you don't count.
It was unbelievable. It was a miracle. I can't describe what it was like when I saw that little face. And those 10 little fingers and 10 little toes. And then another little face. Another 10 little fingers and 10 little... 20 little fingers and 20 little toes. Even though they couldn't see and they couldn't speak, when I held them in my arms, it felt as if they knew that I was their father. It was unbelievable. One of each. And both of them from inside the body of this beautiful woman. One of each, and I looked at them, and they looked at me, and I looked at her. And then it came to me. I made a decision. Mom, Dad, everybody. I'm going back to medical school.
Vanessa, let's go. Dad will be here any minute to take us to the hospital.
Okay. I had a good time today, Theo.
I'm glad, Kenny.
I like your friends, especially the fox.
Ken, forget it. Julia is 10 years older than you.
That's the way I like them. Women live longer than men, so I'm going to marry an older woman.
You don't marry a woman just because she's older. Man, don't you want to be in love?
I don't need love. Just knowing I want to outlive her will make me happy.
Theo, let's go meet your niece and your nephew, Vanessa.
I'll be right down.
I thought Dad was coming to pick us up.
Yeah, he was, but he had to stay at the hospital and deliver a baby.
Oh, great. Mom, I have some spaghetti and meatballs waiting for us in the kitchen.
Oh, Theo, thank you. Vanessa.
I'm ready. Mrs. Huxtable, this is so fantastic. Twins, a boy and a girl. That means you get to pick out two names. If I had twins, I'd call them Ann and Dan or Sue and Lou or Betty and Freddie or Jill and Bill or Sam and Pam or Joe and Flo or even Stephanie and Edgar. I mean, they don't all have to rhyme.
Vanessa, let's go.
Well, you go ahead. I'm going to stay here and warm up dinner because I know you guys are going to get back. You're going to be so hungry. I mean, you know what it's like to be really hungry when you're excited for a really long time. And when that happens to me, my mouth is dry and my head is light and my stomach's empty and my hands are all sweaty and my feet are aching. I mean, I'm just starving. I could eat anything, just anything. I'm just starving. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Come on, Kenny, let's get something to eat. I hope you don't eat the way you talk.
Thought you were bringing the kid.
Oh, I brought it. They're down there with Sam. Aren't they beautiful?
Beautiful. They're exquisite.
We're grandmothers.
I know.
Francine, tell the truth. Didn't our grandmothers look older than we do?
Yes, much older.
See? You don't look like a grandma to me.
And you don't look like a grandma to me.
I looked in the mirror this morning. I saw nothing of a grandma.
Out in the parking lot, two construction workers whistled at me.
Well, of course they did. We're young in our lives, aren't we?
Very young, and I'm looking better every day.
Thank you. I just don't know about this grandma business. Mm. They should think of another name for us. I don't know, something like a second mother, a mother once removed.
Experienced mother.
Solid gold mother.
How about Mother, the sequel?
Wow, look at all those babies.
Which ones are ours?
Those two right down front.
Oh, they're so teeny.
I'm glad those are ours, because them other babies look pretty goofy.
Hi, Dad.
Do you mind?
No.
I mean, what is going on here? Nobody told me that you were going to have twins. Nobody told me the names of the twins.
Nelson and Winnie.
I read it outside. Okay. I found out more from my patients than I did from my own daughter.
Well, Dad, I hope you're not upset about that. We wanted it to be a surprise.
Sorry, I just wanted to talk to you about those two things out in the hallway. Now, they're for real, you know.
They're beautiful, aren't they?
Yes, just like you were. But they don't stay that size. And sometimes they get very ugly. And I don't want you to blame me. I'm just so happy I didn't deliver them.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to be blaming anyone. I'm looking forward to every day that I'm going to get to spend with them.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. Spoken just like a woman whose children are only 45 minutes old.
Well, will you babysit?
Yes, indeed. You got a lot of good times ahead of you. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, now, Dad.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say something. You know how much I love you.
Yeah.
But I just also want to say how much I've loved having you as a father.
Am I going somewhere?
No. I only hope and pray that I can do as good a job with my children as you've done with yours.
Well, I tell you something. It's impossible. You know why?
Why?
Because good parents are made by good children. See you, Mommy. I now hereby enter this house the first time as Grandpa, or Grandpapa, or Gramps, I don't know what it is.
How about Father the Sequel?
No. I just know this thing about being a grandfather, I gotta get ready, because my father has challenged me already, and I know that this man will try to outdo me. Now, I know that in terms of money, my father is prepared to give 50 cents every time he sees his great-grandchildren. So I've got to top that. So I've got to have a dollar, because, you know, grandfathers, they go in the pockets and they, you can hear the change. If these kids come by this house every day, they won't have to work again as long as they live. What is this that smells so good?
Oh, this is something that Theo and Howard did.
You're kidding.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
You're kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My son did not do this. Howard did this. This is absolutely delicious. And the boy is an A student and an excellent cook to boot. I'm going to marry Howard.
Yes, I want you to marry Howard so I can come over for dinner.
Well, let me get the keys.
Yeah.
Do some damage.
Yeah.
I don't know what was more exciting today, to tell you. The surprise of twins. Or Mr. Alvin announcing that he is going to go to medical school.
I know.
Claire? Claire?
What?
What you thinking about?
I was thinking about Sandra. You know, it seems like only yesterday I was holding her in my arms. And she was a baby.
Yeah.
And today my baby had two babies. Now she's a mother.
Hey, Aunt Rudy.
What do the babies look like? What's the matter with Mom?
She's a grandmother.
The Cosby Show was taped before a studio audience.